Look, life goes on. I can't make any more comment other than that, but more than happy to have a cup of coffee. Your shout.
Josh is away, and we go to Channel 7's Liam Cox to talk all about some issues in the world of rugby league. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, boys. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on board, mate, this week. We just heard from Dez. What do you make of it all?
Oh, Dezzy. How's his form? He's asking me to buy him a coffee. Yeah. He's got plenty. I was hitting him up at his house. It's literally on the beachfront at Collaroy. He's been on the best part of $1 million for the past 10 years, Des, and he's hit me up for a coffee. Look, he handled that pretty well yesterday, and This is going to get ugly. This is going to be a very ugly course between Des and the Dogs. It's been farcical, really, the way they've handled it for the best part of the season. They announced that he'd re-signed in April for 2 years, and now they're saying, well, that's non-binding, and we're not going to pay him a cent. Well, anyone that knows Des Hasler knows that he's still got the first dollar that he earned, and he'll be chasing every single dollar that he's owed, so... Very, very messy. Look, in the end, it was the right decision. It just took too long to get there. Great record, Des. You're one of the great coaches of the modern era, no doubt about it. But they've been on the downhill slide. The board's off him. The players are off him. The fans are off him. Time for a change. They need to get Dean Payne in there, and it looks like that he's going to be the man from everything we're hearing out of Belmore.
Yeah, exactly. Who would you rather be in the legal stoush regarding the payout of the contract? Now, Ray Dibb's gone public yesterday, Liam, which is quite unusual. Not in a press conference, quite clearly, but in a video message, right? Because you've got to take questions in a press conference. Video message, Liam, he said, we entered into a non-binding agreement, so they've reiterated that. But he's also gone, we've got no liabilities going forward regarding the Des Hasler contract. I mean, good luck.
Yeah, it's quite funny, isn't it? I've spoken with someone from Des Hasler's camp, and they just believe that it's complete grandstanding from Ray Dearby's. Look, he's a good operator, Ray, but I think he's embarrassed himself a little bit here. I mean, you can't come out in April and say that he's re-signed for 2 years and then now you say he hasn't signed anything and we won't pay him a cent. It's just not going to fly. And I think they'll probably try and get to some sort of settlement before it gets to court. But, I mean, you look over the last 6 months, if he hadn't signed anything in April, Des would have been able to go and take the South job. So there's a loss of earnings there. So, yeah, it's going to get ugly. It's a bit of a sad way to end. I mean, we don't want to be talking about this, so... Canterbury, a proud club. We want them to get back and to be successful. They're, obviously a huge supporter base out there and their fans deserve more.
Yeah. Look, he's going to have to face the press one day. And the fact he's done it that way, it'll all come up again. Liam, who do you think's favourite to take the coaching job?
Oh, Dean Pay, absolutely. Okay. There's big factions in there that want a Bulldogs man. He's well regarded. We heard from Willie Mason earlier on the news there. They all believe that they need a Bulldogs man in there. And their thought is that Michael Maguire, although a well-credentialed coach, is far too similar to Des Hasler. Look, just for the short term at least, get a Bulldogs man in there, restore what they like to call the culture of the club and get everyone on side and get the team humming again.
What's this story you got on the seventh tackle, mate? The rabbit in the chook pen.
Yeah, well, the Roosters, we all know there's a never-ending salary cap there. Angus Crichton, one of the best young players coming through, should be playing Origin next year, an absolute revelation at South this year. They view him as the heir apparent to Sam Burgess. He's an absolute tearaway on the field. Off the field, he's very humble, great young kid. But the Roosters are sniffing around the borough and they think they're going to get their man. He's on contract next year at South, Angus Crichton, but they're very, very confident, the Roosters, of getting him for 2019, which would be a massive coup for the Roosters and a massive blow for South.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Shandor Earl, mate, where's he at? It's going to be very exciting to see, or interesting to see, if a club picks him up.
Yeah, he's on the comeback trail, Shandor. We all know he's been out of the game for 4 years for that issue with the peptide scandal. Went away, he's training down in Melbourne. He's opened up a F45 gym down there. He's very keen on going to Melbourne, so much so that he actually penned a written letter to Craig Bellamy asking him for an opportunity. Huge, really, when you think that Melbourne have got Addo Carr and Vunivalu on the wings, but he just wants an opportunity. He wants to come back, have a crack and sort of leave a nice legacy on rugby league. So good luck to Shandor. It's not too often that you see written letters these days at the boys.
No.
He looks fit.
Oh, he's fit, mate. If I was Shandor Earl, I would not own a shirt. Allergic to cotton. How's it reek? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, TK doesn't. He doesn't own a shirt. Yeah. Oh, you do today, actually.
I can't. Yeah. Shandor was a fringe first grader.
He was.
It's a big hullabaloo over a fringe. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a hullabaloo story.
Oh, it wasn't a hullabaloo story.
He wants back in, so I see why.
I wouldn't be rushing to sign him.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, rugby league's all about second chances. I don't know if Melbourne need him. I mean, there's a few clubs looking around, but I suppose when you've got that motivation and desire to achieve something special after what he's been through, good luck to him, you know.
Good luck
to him. He served his time, so good luck to him.
Mate, what about Josh Mansell? We all know we give him a bit of a hard time talking about keeping a shirt on. Well, this bloke's never got a shirt on. He's got the hair, he's got the beard, what do they call him? Metrosexual, is that okay to call him that?
I think that's exactly what he is. He's my favourite, Josh Mansell. Honestly, he's one of the best blokes you'll meet in rugby league.
Good bloke.
Always up and about. So positive. But out of all the blokes out of the Penrith Panthers, and I think Trent Merrin will tell you this as well, he takes great pride in his appearance more than any other player, Josh Mansell. And he found himself in a bit of strife before the Broncos game last week.
Why?
He was out at dinner at a fancy restaurant, and he was tucking into a cob of corn. And he said normally he would just pick it up with his hands and eat it. He's at a fancy restaurant, so he thought, well, I better use a fork. And he's ended up putting the fork through his front tooth and knocking out his front tooth.
Crikey, he was hungry.
He was absolutely blowing up. And he's rung the team physio for some reason, thinking that the physio could help him with his Barry Beef.
Oh.
Absolutely no idea. And so he couldn't get it fixed before Friday night's game. Had to wear a mouth guard for the first time in his life. I think he was more concerned about the TV audience. He didn't want to open his mouth, Josh Mansell. And I think he wants the club to pay for the tooth. But
that'd be
I hope he can get that sorted out. He's a great bloke, Josh Mansell. I love him. He's one of the great characters in rugby league, isn't he?
No, he wanted the big caps, and now he's justified. He'll look like the mask. Now, Alex McKinnon, mate, you spent some time with him?
Oh, what a phenomenal young man, an inspirational young man. If you think you're going through a hard time in your life and you're having a whinge about things, you just give yourself an uppercut after you spend some time with Alex and his fiancée, Tegan. Just a great couple, and their attitude to life is absolutely phenomenal. We all know what Alex has gone through, but he's really sort of getting on with his life. They're getting married in a few weeks, and that'll be a massive event, a massive occasion for them up in Hunter Valley. Darius Boyd will be his best man. They're really looking forward to it. He hasn't penned his wedding speech yet, but I'm tipping that it'll be fairly red hot and there'll be a fair few tears in the house. He's actually been doing a fair bit of motivational speaking around the traps for schools and corporates, and he's in high demand. And, if you spend some time with Alex McKinnon, you'll realise why. So it's a bit of a new career path for him, so we wish him all the best with that. He's just a phenomenal human being. And you spend some time with him and you really evaluate what's going on in your life and what's important and what's not.
And what a special relationship, though, Tegan. She's
a phenomenal young
man. That's love,
her
isn't it?
Strength of character. It is real love. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. We wish them all the very, very best. We've chatted to both of them on the program. They both are super impressive. I'm so glad to hear that his motivational speaking is going so well. Mate, the Ricky Stewart down there at the Canberra Raiders, Liam, he's put his imprimatur on Dean Pace. He says, mate, Dean Pace is more than ready to take over this gig, right? A first grade coaching gig. And good luck to him. He goes with my best wishes to the Bulldogs. But has there been a bit of a fracas down there in Raiders territory?
Well, there's a bit of an issue, I think, with the under-20s. They're on the way back from their last game of the season on the Sunshine Coast. And I think they started Mad Monday early and had a few beers on the flight. And there was a few issues and they had to stop serving alcohol. And, I think one of the assistants of the under-20s ended up having to leave his post, unfortunately. I don't know what it is about planes, boys. I mean, Sputz, you would have been on plenty of flights on tours. But
what?
I mean, Bernie was the best back in the day. How many cans was it that Bernie had on the way to England? 54 or something?
54.
Sensational.
54.
How good.
Beat Rod Marsh, 47,
I think. Phenomenal. What an effort. What was your record, Sweat?
Oh, 3.
Oh,
honestly,
his nose is growing, Liam.
They used to. I had a nickname for a while, Cadbury, glass and a half. Stamina, quantity, had nothing. What's that?
You were one of the best. Come on, you were pretty good, weren't you?
I tried. I tried often, but I wasn't the best, let me tell you.
It was a group.
See, look at
field.
That perception out there.
Yeah. Aussies lot of
it's wrong.
They want to think about it like that. It was a group one field you were competing against.
My word.
Our mate, let's talk, or get you two quick tips, mate. The Melbourne Storm red-hot favourites at tab.com.au up against the Brisbane Broncos. What are you hearing? Corey Oates plays or not? Sounds like he's going to play.
Yeah, he'll play, which is staggering. That was sickening. I was up there in Brisbane last week for that game. That collision, I was 100 metres away and you could feel it. It was awful. We really need to look at that in our game. Boxers that get knocked out can't fight for 3 months and he's playing the next week. We've really got to look after their welfare. It's a massive thing. But I think he might play. And look, I'm not having a crack at the Broncos medical staff. They obviously go through all the right protocols there, but it's pretty sensitive. But, I mean, Melbourne, it's their premiership to lose, isn't it? If they don't win the premiership, they've choked. They're an absolute machine. The Broncos, there's so many storylines, juicy storylines with this. I mean, Wayne Bennett, the master up against his former apprentice, Craig Bellamy. There's lots of bad blood there. So really looking forward to this one. They've got to throw the kitchen sink at them, the Broncos. They've got to go. They can't just go up the middle and try to play Melbourne at their own game. They've got to throw something different at them. So, yeah, can't wait for that one.
And I'm actually tipping the Cowboys to beat the Roosters.
Good on you.
That's probably great news for the Roosters, Liam. What do you think?
I'm with you, TK. I tipped them last week. No one listened to me.
No,
I'm with you.
Week.
They're on a roll. The Roosters haven't overly impressed me. They haven't played 80 minutes of footy this year. I know they've got the week off. Huge advantage. But the Cowboys are on a roll. They're the real fairy tale story of this final series. No one expects them to win. There's no pressure on them. And they're just so committed and resilient. Their never say die attitude. It's all about, that's what rugby league's about. They're so good to watch. And how good was it seeing Jonathan Thurston just going around picking up the rubbish in the sheds on the weekend?
Super,
not above anything. What an, it just epitomises the man and the team and what they're about. I spent a few years in Townsville, so I'm jumping back on the Cowboys bandwagon.
Yeah, understandably. Liam, we thank you, mate.
Good on you, boys. Good to talk to you. Have a great day.
Yeah, great wrap there on all things rugby league.
That's the seventh tackle with Liam Cox from the Seven Network. Josh Masood travelling with the PM's 13, obviously, up there in Papua New Guinea. And Josh Mansell losing one of his front teeth, poking the fork all the way through it. Have you heard of that before?
Mate, that is the most vigorous mouthful he's attempted.
Yeah. We might even post a little photograph of Josh missing that front tooth. Quite a mess, isn't it? Sydney Kings, don't forget, we had a good chat with them yesterday. The Wednesday night at Qdos Bank Arena is the final pre-season warm-up for the Sydney Kings. Now, they're going to be taking on the reigning NBL champions, the Perth Wildcats, before heading off to play their historic NBA preseason match against Joe Ingles, Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City. They're on October 7, 2017. Season gets underway. The first home game is against the Adelaide 36ers as the Kings start the push for the NBL championship. There is a basketball revolution underway. Get on board. Great. Get tickets from Ticketek or at the door this Wednesday night. Tip off 7:30 p.m.